Rural Focus around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Hello. Yes, here we go. Another Rural Focus podcast. Of course, looking at everything that is agriculture and agribusiness issues affecting rural communities, not just here in regional WA, but across Australia. And coming your way in today's podcast, of course, The Countryman is out today. We'll catch up with Adam and find out and see what you can read in today's Countryman. Also, too, we'll catch up with Chris Hartley from West Coast Livestock, the Katanning sheep sale there yesterday. We'll catch up with Liberal MC Steve Martin, and we'll also catch up with the man from Nutrient, the one and only Mark Warren. He's not too far away to join us. But right now, let's kick off today's podcast with the Minister for Agriculture in Northern Australia, the Deputy Leader of the Nationals. It's time to say hello to the Honourable David Littleproud.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. I think it was yesterday the Future Drought Fund was opened up for grants. What can you tell us about it and what's it aimed to do?
Yeah, look, this is part of the Future Drought Fund, a $5 billion fund that's paying a $100 million dividend every year. It's an independent board that makes advice to me, so this isn't my fund, my decision. But the board's obviously consulted across with farmer groups, and there's $23 million that opens up today for drought-resilient soils and landscapes programs. So this is really about trialling best practice locally, not just a Canberra solution, but allowing natural resource management groups in local catchment areas to be able to do trials that'll actually give the science and be able for our farmers to adopt that technology on their own properties when they can feel and touch it. So this is going to be something tactile that farmers will be able to go and see and then be able to translate that onto their own properties.
Minister, will the initiative make Aussie farms, say, more resilient to drought?
Well, they will, because this is about understanding their soil and what sort of forage cover they should have over their properties and what gives the best retention of moisture and obviously water in their soils and keeps them more resilient. So this is just understanding not only how they do that, but also the varieties. So to do some trials on the different varieties that might work in a local catchment area. It's about a localised solution to build that capacity, that resilience in their own production systems by giving them the science that actually can be seen and can work.
All right, so applications are open now. Where can our farmers go to find out more?
Yeah, effectively, awe.gov.au is the best way to get on there. Or if you want to talk to someone in the flesh, 1-800-900-090.
All right, so go ahead and do that. And other news that has filtered through this morning, looks like Aussie Ag continues to lead our economic recovery.
Yeah, look, while many other industries have been put under the doom, Australian agriculture and resources for that fact were the only two industries that have kept this economy going during COVID-19. And we've gone up 44% agricultural GDP on the September quarter of this year compared to last, which is an amazing result considering we're coming out of drought, we've had floods and we've had fires, and Australian farmers have delivered. For the first time in our nation's history, we believe that we'll hit over $70 billion worth of agricultural production this year. And the exciting thing about this is that during that same period, that agricultural exports have gone up 47%. So despite having some challenges with particular countries, we've continued to increase our exports, and that means more dollars in farmers' pockets, more dollars in regional Australia.
Yeah, no, fantastic. So wonderful news there. We are chatting with the Minister for Agriculture in Northern Australia, the Deputy Leader of the Nationals, in David Littleproud. David, thanks for your time today, mate, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
How's that, hey? Not every day that you get to chat with the Minister for Agriculture in Northern Australia and also, of course, the Deputy Leader of the Nationals, the one and only David Littleproud. Yeah, great news there, hey? Australian agriculture continues to lead the economic recovery, so great news coming from Canberra on that earlier on today. And, of course, the Future Drought Fund, don't forget about that. Applications are open right now and will be open until the 11th of January next year. So go along to that website, awe.gov.au, or if you want to speak to somebody in person today, feel free, 1-800-900-090. It is Troy with Rural Focus for your Thursday right here at Triple M.
Rural Focus around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Time for a Thursday to catch up with Chris Hartley from West Coast Livestock. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Troy, and good morning to many listeners there.
How did things go yesterday, a part of the Katanning sheep sale?
Yeah, pretty good sale. Market's starting to improve on most categories. So it was a large yarding of almost 15,500 sheep and lambs on offer at Katanning this week. Lambs and new mutton again made up the majority of the consignments. Quality overall prices were pretty mixed. Both processor, grazier and feeder inquiry improved. We saw values on almost all classes improve marginally. The best trade in heavy lambs sold from 160 to 190, the medium weights from 140 to 160, and the store lines over a wide range, depending on quality and condition, of 100 to 140. The new mutton sold to solid processor inquiry again, which saw values firm slightly, with the best heavy and trade Shawn ewes selling from 150 to 180, the heavy boning ewes 110 to 150, and the very, very light and plain and condition types from 80 to 110. So heavy weather sold to processors at 160 to 180, the medium weights, these were mostly hoggets, sold from 140 to 160, and the lighter weights, also mostly hoggets, sold from 100 to 140. The round prices did ease, with the best heavy line selling from 60 to 80, and the very light and immature types from 30 to 60. And that's it from Katanning, Troy.
All right, so another pretty good sale there yesterday, mate.
Yeah, good sale. Market's starting to improve.
Yeah.
So this just shows, I think, that supplies, direct processes are starting to just fall off a little bit. So the sale yard price does tend to improve slightly. So that's where we're at the moment.
Yeah, good news all round. Mate, have a great day. Have a great week. We'll chat to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Troy. Thank you.
Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
The Countryman is out. If you haven't read a copy as yet, let's find out and see what you can read in today's edition. No, Kelly, but the next best thing, Adam from the Countryman is with us. Mate, good morning.
How you going, Troy?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, good, mate.
Well, we have a record harvest, mate.
Yeah, that's right. So WA grain farmers will pump a record $8 billion harvest into the local economy this year. BBH Group has confirmed that the crop is on track, and that is the highest value crop on record.
Yeah, no, fantastic. So you can read more on that in today's Countryman. Mate, also in today's edition, deep dive into freight rates.
Yeah, this is a very in-depth story that Callie Jupe has done, actually, on top of her editing duty. So basically a deep dive into CBH Group's flagged freight rate increases for 2021-22 has revealed that the cost of delivering grain to some sites has increased by 71%. Yeah, so we've got a big kind of overview of where the savings are and all of that. Very in-depth story there.
And I also see in today's edition, mate, that WA's biggest live exporter, well, they've copped a bit of a ban here.
No, so actually the ban has been overturned.
Oh, They
that's Emmanuel Exports. They had their live export license revoked
okay.
in 2017 after about 2,400 sheep died on a voyage over to the Middle East. But that's been overturned.
Oh, good news,
which is pretty big news.
Yeah,
very big news.
So has that come into effect already?
It actually comes into effect tomorrow.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So be like me and read more of the story in today's Countryman. So all that and more, plenty of pictures in there as well. Adam Polson from the Countryman. Mate, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Troy. Cheers.
Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
It is Troy with Rural Focus for your Thursday. Hey, Tom, we're now to catch up with Steve Martin, the Liberal MLC. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Troy. Good morning to your listeners.
You've been kept back in Parliament, mate. No good.
We have, Troy. The government have decided to give us an extra week, so we'll be sitting right up till just before Christmas. A long workload in the Parliament, trying to get rid of a few bills that they need passed before the end of the year. So that's kept me out of the ag region for that, you know, for the next couple of weeks. But we'll be out there soon.
Okay, harvest going gangbusters, mate.
From all reports, Troy, really, really strong across the entire state. A couple of patches of some bad frost, obviously, but from right up north to right down south, we're hearing record yields. Bumped into some people from the Northern Wheat Belt the other day. They couldn't have been more happy with how it's going. Obviously, those bins are starting to fill up now, and that's causing some issues for some farmers, but what a problem to have.
It's probably the best problem that they've had all year, pretty much, mate.
Yes, it is. I did visit the Cranbrook facility last week with CBH, and they are aware. They're doing everything they can to find some storage for this exceptional harvest that we're about halfway through.
And on the back of that news coming through out of Canberra, it made Australian agricultural industry leading the way for our economic recovery.
No surprise. We're seeing, along with this great harvest, we're seeing some really strong prices, especially for canola. So that's good. West Australia would be leading that charge, of course, with our really strong ag sector.
Yeah, the September quarter up a staggering 64%. So great news there. Mate, just about at the end of school year?
Yes, Troy, I have been on the road a little bit recently, and I have called into some of our schools around the ag region, especially some of the smaller ones, and I would like to say a really well done to all our hard-working teachers and educational assistants for the great work they've done over the year. It's a long year for them, and it's getting to the end. Sadly, I won't get to many of those school concerts at the end of this year because of our late sitting, but well done to everyone involved, especially, you know, the parents and kids for what has been an awkward and difficult time for some of them in the past 18 months with COVID restrictions and so on. But especially thank you to the staff of all our wonderful schools across Western Australia.
All right. Anything else from you this morning, mate?
Just a quick pat on the back for people in the ag region. I've been keeping an eye on the vaccination numbers, Troy, and they continue to rise. We're doing a great job. Getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent the spread of COVID when our borders open up, which hopefully is soon. So well done to everyone on that front.
Yeah, no, they're certainly getting out to those roll-up vaccination places, mate.
Yes, they are, Troy.
So when do you finish in Parliament, mate?
We finish on the 16th of December, if things go smoothly.
Let's hope they do, mate. Hey, always a pleasure to chat, and hopefully we can do it before Chrissy.
Thanks, Troy. Cheers.
Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Time right now to catch up with this bloke, Mark Warren from Nutrient. Morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, Troy. Morning, listeners.
A bit of an average day, apparently, out of the sheep sale at Katelling yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was a good day. Had a few numbers, I think a bit over 15,000. So that consisted, we had a pretty good run of good trade crossbred lambs and some good big lines of store lambs. So, we had a lot of people there yesterday chasing stores. So that store crossbred lamb market was probably $5 or $6 dearer than the week before. So a lot of store lambs between $130 and $150 was the go yesterday, which was really good. Very, very strong market. And the killing job was pretty much similar. Best lambs didn't have the weight as we did the week before, but best lambs are up to about $192. And the mutton, once again, was very strong. Had a pretty good yarding of mutton. So, a lot of the better ewes selling from $160 to $180, $185. And then, some extreme weight sheep making a bit over $200. So, it was a pretty good day. The market doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon. So it's... it's ticking along pretty well, Troy.
What do you put that down to at this time of year, mate?
Oh, look, it's just a lack of numbers, Troy. Okay. Just the last 3 years, 4 years, been pretty tough for the graziers to run a few sheep with water and feed issues. So it's been a lot of sheep go out of the state. Which is obviously, we're looking at over a million ewes went out of the state last year. So there's a million lambs that aren't around the place. So it's going to take a couple of years to get that back. But because the season's so good as well, a lot of sheep are gone early. So generally this time of year, the market's a bit tougher, sheep a bit harder to move. We moved a lot of sheep early, so it's taking the pressure off for this time of year, which has kept the market up. And look, that market's only going to get dearer as time goes on. So I think next 12 months for everyone that's running a few sheep are in for a pretty good time, I would have thought.
So is that it sale-wise for you and the team at Nutrient, mate, or...?
We got two more trade sales left before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So our last sale is the 15th of December. So, next week after, and that'll be it. I think we don't get back till about the 5th of January. So it's about a three-week wait there. So, 15th of December is the last sale. So anyone wanting to move some sheep into the trade sale, get them in the next couple of weeks.
All right, and I'm sure they can get in contact with you, mate, or their local Nutrient agent.
Absolutely, Troy. Yep. Any information they need to get in with any of the Nutrient guys and girls around the place. And, we'll get that couple of weeks out of the way and have a bit of a break.
Yeah. No. Are you having a break over Chrissy, mate?
Yeah, we'll do. Try to. we'll get a week or two here. So that'll work out pretty good. But they tell me, I know the Bremer River's pretty full, so I'm looking forward to having a scoot up there in January at some stage.
Why not? Why not indeed, mate? Anything else from you this morning, mate?
No, pretty much about right, I reckon, Troy.
Righto. Well, have a great Thursday, mate, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
We caught up with this lovely lady last week. She was so well-liked. She's back again. Good morning, Deb, from Patmore Feeds.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Nice to have you back on the show this morning. Now, for those people who missed last week's chat, just quickly tell us, Patmore Feeds, you're in what, near Narrogin?
Yeah, so we're a brand-new feed mill based around Narrogin, Cuballing area. And we're looking at producing 180,000 tonne of pellets each year. So, yeah.
And I believe you've had a few phone calls too, but you'll have to put this back a little bit on the back burner. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. So we're taking plenty of interest. So feel free to give us a call still. And, yeah, moving forward, really excited. Just trying to talk to those growers that are still feeding grain and try and move you over to feeding pellets and you won't look back.
So the pellets at the moment, are they just for sheep?
No, they're for sheep and cattle.
Righto.
We're also looking into opportunities for dairy, veggie pig and a veggie pig mix as well.
Righto. So I'm, so I'm guessing one pellet of feed doesn't do the whole lot. You've got one separate for sheep, one for, as you say, cattle, and then one for pigs and vice versa.
Yes, we have a couple of rations for each.
Okay.
So.
Is that more a nutritional kind of thing, Deb?
Yes, that's on a nutritional aspect and, based on production and the end game, really.
And you cover all of WA pretty much, don't you?
Yeah, so we'll cover anywhere from the Esperance region right up to station country. So we want to cover as far and wide as you can imagine. So we're not putting a limit on it.
Okay, now if people want to know more with you and the team there at Patmore Feeds, how can they do that there, Deb?
Yep, so we have a Facebook page as well as a website and you'll find our contact details on there. So feel free to get in touch any which way you like.
All right, so get in contact with Deb and the team today. Patmore Feeds, the telephone number there, Deb?
Best be my mobile. We haven't got an office set up yet with the landline.
Yep.
But that's 044-88-02-350.
Hey, nice to chat again.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.
Well, there you have it. That is today's edition of the Rural Focus podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. My name is Troy Stockton, and I'll be back with another Rural Focus podcast right here on the Listener app for you again very soon. And don't forget to join us for the radio show on Triple M. It does happen weekday mornings from 9 till 11. Have a wonderful day, and we will catch you back again very soon.